Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice, Ben Crenshaw. Thank you for being there. It's moving day at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. Will Zalatoris is still in the lead. He has not teed off yet. A back nine of absolute no quit by Tiger Woods. He made it to the weekend. A couple to spare. Four over was the cut line. But the golf club, I am here at Mid-Pacific Country Club today because this is the 71st playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club. All women this year, from teens to octogenarians, and all amateurs. Some want to make golf their career and know it early in their lives, and some have played golf for their entire life because it's fun, and they certainly don't want to quit. And they wouldn't think of even stopping because it's so much fun. So I've got a great lineup of guests for you, including Lauren Nishihara, Jenny K. Wilson tournament chair, major involvement in golf in Hawaii. So before we continue and get into our Jenny K. coverage, we're going to, first off, thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are with you at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is moving day at the PGA Championship, but we're all in this together here, working together to make this a fabulous show. Lauren Nishihara, Jenny K. Wilson tournament chair, is with me right now. I just want to make sure that Nicole Sakamoto, Epson Tour competitor, working at the Mid-Pacific Country Club Pro Shop, she's going to be up with us. She was the champion in 2012. Kimi Komatsu is 84. With her most recent ace in 2020, that's truly amazing. She's our most senior competitor. So if you can just make sure that everything is sounding good, we can just continue. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lorna.
Oh, thank you very much, Danielle.
Absolutely. It's not the perfect weather conditions. How was yesterday?
Yesterday, it was very similar to what we've seen today. It's a little muggy, no wind whatsoever. So the scores were pretty decent. And according to the players, the greens were very fair.
Very fair. Yes. Jason Amoy is the superintendent here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And he is definitely going to let us know what he's done. Of course, with it so wet, it would be difficult to make it fast.
No, he has his magic. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
He has it. So what they do is they roll it every morning. And just seeing it as a player, you get nervous. Seeing that rolling machine go back and forth on that green, you get nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Jason. He's going to be talking with us a little bit later about just how he does that magic. You're listening to the Golf Club on 101.1 FM. If you'd like to listen to the show anytime you want, it's radiogolfclub.com/listen, and you can hear the live stream. And if you miss the live stream, you can also go to the website where we have everything as a podcast. Or, of course, you can always find it wherever you like to get your podcasts. Got a lot of surprise guests coming in today. Some of the girls that are out on the, let's see if they're at the driving range. Just turn my, Ron Haas has probably the best. I don't see anybody out working their game yet. Are they warming up? Oh, yes, there they are. There they are. They're getting ready. Everybody looks like they're nice and warm and just ready to play. Lorna, I noticed you're involved or were involved in Oahu Junior Golf as well.
No. I was never. I'm a late bloomer. Being a member here at the club for 24 years, actually, this is my first chair, and I love it because they are so seasoned committee chair people that I don't have to do anything.
The chair. That's wonderful. So how many committees do you have, and what are they responsible for?
Oh, we got 22, anywhere from rules officials to decorating to the medals to media, score tent, hospitality, you name it. We got it all covered.
And who volunteers to do this?
This is from the women's division at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And again, it's all volunteer. They spend hundreds of hours. You know, we have meetings, but this is emails, phone calls in preparation for this prestigious tournament.
So the Mid-Pacific Country Club women's division does it all from start to finish.
Correct.
And let's talk a little bit about Jenny Kay. Jenny Kay Wilson, the wife of Mayor Wilson, Wilson Tunnel, puts it all together. She wasn't a golfer.
No, she was like a auntie to one of the members at the women's division, and just somehow she got involved. She didn't golf, but we named the tournament after her.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
ever since that, it's world-renowned Jenny Kay. So we got players from Japan, an Oregon player. She's 15 years old.
Wow.
I think her name was Natalie Yen. Her parents are here, so it's a family affair.
Well, yeah, speaking of the players from Japan, we had back-to-back winners when Natsumi Nakanishi was here in 2017 and 2018.
Mm-hmm. So far, year after year, they bring at least 3 players from Japan, and they're all in the teams, and they are good.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
How do they get into it? How do you get into the Jenny Kay?
Number one, the website, and I believe they have an agency, if I'm not mistaken, that's been coming for a number of years, and they bring the girls and...
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Because our Japanese visitors love coming here over
Correct.
And over again.
Exactly.
So we have, you know, and it'll be probably a while before everybody is financially set to come back.
That's correct. That's so true. It's slowly coming back.
Slowly coming back. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So in 2020, of course, there was no tournament. In 2021, Annika Seomanutafa, she won, and she's gone on to do very well for herself.
She's attending the Ohio State University. She couldn't make it this year because I believe there was some kind of NCAA tournament on the mainland. So,
yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes, she's pursuing her career, you know, and sometimes travel.
Correct.
You know, it's difficult to travel right now. A lot of people have a bit of a problem with that whole concept of getting on an airplane and not having, the protection that they're accustomed to. So the forecast today is mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, mainly on Kauai and on Maui. As well as Oahu. The high today about 89 degrees. Kauai and Oahu, variable winds 5 to 15. Trade winds for Maui, 15 to 20. I know they are probably so happy. It got so hot, 90 degrees on Maui and Kahului, so hot because of this little storm system, that's been sitting over for so long. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. This is the 71st playing of the Jenny Kay Wilson Invitational.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we are at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club. Yes, there is just a little bit of a cloud cover over the Ko'olau Range. And it's a drizzle. It's not really a hard rain as we came across the Ko'olau from town. It just rained. It didn't pour. And so it's really playable because, after all, golfers are ducks. Jenny K. Wilson Invitational is sponsored by the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. The event helped promote women's golf in Hawaii, one of the most prestigious tournaments in the state. And it honors Jenny K. Wilson, a former dancer in the court of King Kalakaua and the wife of Honolulu's beloved Mayor John H. Wilson, after, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Wilson Tunnel on the Likevike was named after. I'm sitting here with Lorna Nishihara, the Jenny K. Tournament Chair, and we talked about how all of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division members are the women, the people. They probably, I imagine, coerce some of the guys to participate, wouldn't you say, Lorna?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We need the men.
But in addition to manpower, women power, we need, of course, sponsors. You have sponsors?
Yes, all of our sponsors are MidTech members, anywhere from donating fruits to drinks, the medals that we've had, Nahoku sponsors the Champions Medal, and it's, again, locally. We want to support local,
yes,
and we just love it. So we can't say enough and thanks of the members and their support.
Yes. And now, what are the medals made out of and how are they made?
It's 14-karat gold, and it was designed by Kerry Smith, that is a designer at Nahoku. And what we have is the Moke Islands with a little bit of sunrise. And it's just beautiful. This is the first year that we're trying.
And that's, does it have enamel in it?
Yes. With gold enamel. With a red enamel.
Mm-hmm. With red enamel.
Red enamel. Yes.
It's really, I saw some pictures of the red head covers that, yes, with the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational on it.
Correct.
Well, you folks could market those. And
Well, we have to thank Lainey, that is with our Mid-Pacific staff. She's the one that has very artistic eyes, and she helped us make that design, and she made it easy again for us.
Wow. So how did she get them manufactured?
Well, it's one of our manufacturers that with the pro shop that we buy head covers, but she did the design. and wow. the connection. Yeah, it's just beautiful. I'll get you one. You'll get one. We have a cup that everybody's enjoying. I mean, they just love
the Jenny K.
Yes,
cup?
Jenny K. cup. Of course, Jenny.
Wow.
And it's red.
Wow. And it's red. Okay, tell me where the red came from.
To be honest with you, I don't know, Danielle.
But, if you'll notice, if you see the woman with wearing a red dress, she's attracting attention. Because it's the first thing that you see when you walk into a sea of people, you see the red. It captures the eye.
Lady in red, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And wasn't that a gorgeous dress?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're looking forward to a number of guests, possibly. Kimi Komatsu, she doesn't look 84 years old.
No. She is my idol. She plays probably 20 days out of the month of golf. And it's just unheard of.
Wow.
She just loves the game.
You know, the thing that I was talking to someone about this, we can drive, when we get into our senior years, we can drive and feel like we're completely in charge. But the only way to really keep the mind-body connection is walking. And uneven lies is the most difficult challenge.
Definitely.
For the balanced body,
exactly.
mind-body
mm-hmm.
connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes complete sense that walking on, this is a relatively flat, but any golf course,
any
flat or hilly, is going to have that
exactly.
up and down, that little hole that
correct.
You've got to watch out for, that you don't
correct.
Want to step into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it so many reasons why golf is so good for us.
Good for the body, correct. And I want to talk about Kimi a little. Every year we have a friendship cup with Mid-Pacific Country Club, Oahu Country Club, and Wailea Country Club. And Kimi Komatsu is our captain.
She's our captain. She's a dynamo.
She's my idol.
I can totally see why. We also have Nicole Sakamoto. She was competing on the Epson Tour. That's the feeder tour to the LPGA Tour. She is working here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club in the pro shop. I'd love to talk to her a little bit about what it was like and the challenges she had back in 2020 competing. You know, Mark Sousa is the director of golf here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and he's going to bring in any of the players willing to make the trek. This is quite the mountainous climb. It can be considered a warm-up for the morning, right?
Definitely.
Right, coming up from the pro shop to this really lovely country club. So they're all going to be with us. But for the time being, we're going to take a really quick break. And before I do that, I want to tell you that we have something that I want you to check out, because Father's Day is coming up and there's plenty of time for you to order something. I am so happy to tell you about the Golf Club Radio Show. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show has a merchandise store. We have merch, logoed merch, and it's embroidered on. It's in... you can choose from four different logos, so it doesn't, you know, say Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. You're not walking around. It's very cool. You just click on the green button on our website. So go to radiogolfclub.com, and you'll find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. You can make an impact on the golf course. People will ask you questions. There's clothing, accessories. Make sure that you put a smile on somebody's face. There's everything from shirts to pants to jackets to hats, and all sizes, all colors, and even a really cool tote for the ladies. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Waipahu and now Evile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, we are broadcasting live from the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Ko'olau Range, shrouded in clouds, and there is an occasional drizzle, sometimes maybe heavier drops, but it's really beautiful, even with the misty conditions, something about it. You know, the motto of the Jenny K., since its inaugural year in 1950, is Kulia Ikanu'u, meaning strive for the highest. Not only was this the personal motto of both Queen Kapiolani and Auntie Jenny, year after year, it just seems to fit for each of the women challenging them in this prestigious competition. So bringing him in now, Kori Koizuma, he is coach to the boys at Iolani School. Welcome into the clubhouse, Corey.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
It's good having you come up and have a chat about teaching golf. When do you like to start with kids? What age?
We usually like to start around 6 to 7 years old. The age is dependent, obviously, on the child's attention span and ability to take instruction. But usually around 6 to 7 years old is a good age to start.
Jack Nicklaus once said that you can start teaching kids the game of golf once they stop chasing the frogs. I thought that was so beautiful. All right, so 6 to 7, depending on their attention span. And, of course, at Iolani, they've grown up. Mm-hmm. Do some of the boys start a little bit later maybe to be on your golf team? Tell us how they get on the team.
So the team is made up, compromised of, obviously, the student body, and we do run a tryout period. It's usually at the beginning of the year in February. And we do have some boys who have been playing the game for many years, and we do have some late bloomers who start a little later.
Yeah, that's nice to know. I mean, you know, just because you're not 6 or 7, don't, you know, start the game. It is fun. It's one of those games that when there's 4 of you or 3 of you or a couple of you, and it could be 5 or 6 of you, just take turns and keep up. You can just have a good time, a lot of laughs, and you're in the most beautiful surroundings on a golf course. It's just so wonderful. It's like being in a gigantic park. So we naturally were at the Jenny K. Wilson, all women, all amateurs. You also teach girls.
Mm-hmm.
How? When did you start bringing girls into the fold?
It's kind of been a balance from the start. But working with, you know, some of the girls, it's definitely a different perspective that you have to bring to the game. Obviously, for the boys and the girls, you know, everyone learns a little differently. And, you know, being an instructor, it's about being able to connect with the student and knowing which is the best way he or she will learn the game the best. I've had the privilege of working with a lot of the, you know, up and coming, the juniors through our junior golf academies, as well as coaching at Iolani, and, you know, even now, as a caddy role, doing that. So it's been cool to see them start from a young age and kind of blossom and grow into the young ladies that they are.
How do you, as a golf coach, determine what's the best way for a player to learn? How do you sense that?
You know, honestly, it's asking. It's asking them how they feel they learn the best, whether it be are they more of a visual learner, are they more of a technical learner, and you go from there. You want them to be able to understand the message you're trying to get across to them, and the better that they understand that, the more they're able to apply that.
Absolutely. Do you find that sometimes the kids start off being, boy or girl, a little bit inhibited, embarrassed, that they may not be doing the right moves?
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes for adults too. So a lot of it is creating a safe environment for them to feel comfortable as far as being able to ask the right questions and getting excited about the game. You definitely, that's a huge part of learning and playing golf, because as we all know, it's not an easy game, and you need to be able to enjoy it to work through the hard times and enjoy the good ones.
Yeah. There's this robot that I'm sure you've heard of, and it can be programmed to your swing. And if you kind of not get strapped in, but it shows you how to hold the club for your body. And then it swings it, and then you start getting into the rhythm. I like it when somebody like shows me, okay, I think I'm doing it right, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. So if the coach then says, okay, this is where your arm really needs to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A little hands-on by the person teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that okay in the coaching world?
You know, it is. Definitely the positions of the golf swing are important. But another thing to realize is that, you know, every individual is different. And physical capabilities play a big role into what a golf swing looks like. So obviously, as an instructor, you have an idea of what the golf swing should look like. But if the student, you know, has an injury or some sort of, you know,
I get it. Yeah, just the physical, their physical abilities. Like, you know, a lot of us, as we get older, develop some of those problems, you know, and so we have to make adjustments. And I imagine that's one of the hardest things to, like, this is the way I've always done this move.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it given my restrictions?
That's correct. And that's a huge part of teaching, is being able to create those workarounds to allow, you know, the student to hit the ball as best as they can.
Yeah. Yeah, the students you're teaching, the girls that you teach, are any playing today?
So a lot of some of the girls from Iolani that I've been able to work with and see are playing. We have current students, Nicole Tanoy, Jasmine Wong. They're playing in the tournament. Also, Iolani graduate Kelly Yamane, who's now playing for HPU, is also here. So it's nice to be able to reconnect with everyone outside of high school golf.
Yeah. Yeah, to see where they're going. Eunice Han, or Han, is it Han, Eunice?
Han, yes.
Han, yes. Now, you shot a 75 yesterday. That's really good given the conditions here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, how often do you play here?
I play it pretty often, maybe once or twice a week. So I'm kind of used to, like, the fast greens, except yesterday was a little bit faster than usual. So
yeah, that's interesting that you should say that. And the reason the surprised look on my face is Lorna, the tournament chair, she said that the greens were fair. Did you find them fair?
Not really at first. When I started playing the first or second hole, I was self-conscious about, like, the speed of the green. And then after, I started kind of getting used to it more, so it wasn't really a huge problem for me.
Yeah. So if you play twice a week here or so, once or twice, and then you get accustomed to the greens, and then when... I mean, Jason Amoy is the superintendent, right? And he's known for making the greens particularly difficult. And, it's just really quite amazing to see all the work that goes in these conditions, mm-hmm. making them quick. So I'm surprised when you said they're quicker than usual. Mm-hmm. He was out there doing his magic. I'm going to have to query him about this. This whole process. So what are your goals?
As for today?
Just in life, in general.
Oh, in life in general. Well, right now my main goal is to possibly pursue my golf career in college and possibly on tour. So I'm working hard on achieving that. If that doesn't work out, then I'm just going to go into hospitality and major in it. So...
In the hospitality business, what do you want? When I was the first experience on a ship, uh-huh. I decided I wanted to be the social director on board a cruise ship because it seemed like it'd be the most fun thing to do. What would you want to be in the hospitality industry?
Well, I was planning on majoring in PGM or PGA management, so that's one thing that I'm uh-huh. having my eyes on right now.
So that's being golf then,
mm-hmm.
PGA
yeah.
management. Awesome. What's your tee time? I don't want to keep you.
My tee time's at 8:20 on the 10th tee.
Yeah.
So.
On the 10th tee, and are you have you warmed up yet? What do you do for your warm-up?
First, I just do a couple swings. I don't want to go too aggressive because I kind of need it for the course. And then after, I just put some short putts and then go for long putts after, live putts, yeah.
So you spend most of your time on the green?
Yeah, a lot of my time's on the green.
Yeah. Well, Eunice Han, it is a pleasure meeting you. And I don't want to really ask you about today because I feel like that's something that you want to keep here. And I wish, may you hit the sweet spot every time,
mm-hmm.
okay? All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure
being here. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to come back after this. First, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We are at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and the mountains are just a little bit hidden away. But, you know, the bowl around here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, it's kind of, there is a sense, I'll ask Jason what he thinks. There's kind of a sense of links to it because it's so close to the ocean, and then it's surrounded by the trees, but mainly this lovely, the hillside. It just looks wonderful at Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you ever get a chance to play, you'll want to play. Now, I think we're standing by with Nicole Sakamoto. Are you there, Nicole? Not yet. Okay, she'll be calling in. Yes. I'm looking forward to talking with her. She's a lot of fun. We also want to recognize some of our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is open. They have better hours, longer hours, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sunday, they're closed because everybody needs a day off. So if your mower is giving you a hard time, all you need to do is go to Aloha Power Equipment, their superstore, or you can go to the Waipahu store. The superstore, of course, is right on Alakava, next door to the Costco gas station. That's where you'll find them. And you'll find this 21-inch walk-behind mower, just $4.99. It's got the mulch bag and the discharge. Plus, there's the free extended warranty. So that's a $250 value. I mean, excuse me, you save $250. It's $499 with the extended warranty and all of the other things that come with it. So go in today. Check out the new Superstore. It's at 500 Alakava next to Costco gas station or their Waipahu store. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. So Nicole Sakamoto, she's been working hard in the business of golf for a long time, not just as a school, you know, in school. She's been working hard, and she's been working hard on the Epson Tour, and she's working hard right here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Nicole, Kalani High School graduate, James Madison University MVP in 2010. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning.
Good morning. So back in 2012, you were the champion of the Jenny Kay at Mid-Pacific Country Club. What was it like playing this course? I mean, I think you were playing against 12-year-old Marielle Galdiano. And there was that the year?
Sorry?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What was it like playing?
Oh, man, that was so long ago.
That's so funny. That was so long ago.
It was like 10 years ago.
Yes.
But, I mean, I had Lance Suzuki on my bag.
You did? You had Lance Suzuki on your bag?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
He caddied for me almost every event I played in Hawaii.
Wow. He's a superstar.
He is. He's a legend in the tag.
Yes. Yes, he's a
Actually
legend.
Actually everywhere, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you had an ace in your bag, and that's awesome. That's awesome.
I remember he knew where I stood. I really didn't know. And then I remember on the last hole I made the par putt, and he like got so excited.
Because you're like,
oh, did I win?
That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Do we have a phone for her? Okay. So, Nicole, when you left James Madison University and you went out on tour, tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, right out of college, so I really didn't know what was going on. I went through Q school. I got to finals. I unfortunately didn't make it to LPGA, but my first year on tour, it was just an eye-opening experience. It was kind of, it was a little hard to transition because where I'm so used to all the flights and everything being booked for me. And then now I have to do everything myself. My dad was caddying for me at the time. And we were both just so immature, not only mature, but we just didn't
green.
Know what was going
it's
on.
Called, it's
yeah.
called your green. Green. Yes.
Very green. It was very ripe.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening here. What are we supposed to do? It really is an eye-opening experience to go from... You know, having everything taken care of, and all of a sudden, it's like you're blown out of the cannon, and you've got to take care of everything yourself.
Exactly.
But what was it like on the Epson tour?
It was good. After that first year, I didn't play well, so I ended up taking a break. I took 2015 off, and then I went to Q school again that year. And then from 16 to last year, I played full status on Symetra or Epson now. But after that first year, I learned a lot with traveling and everything, so I was kind of familiar with it. I made friends. My boyfriend, Alvin Okada, at the time, he was my boyfriend, he traveled with me and caddied for me, so I had someone with me. Some girls aren't fortunate enough to have someone travel with them. So...
Yeah, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. It's a lot of girls. I was talking to a lot of girls. They're like, yeah, it's kind of lonely and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm fortunate enough to have someone with me all the time. So that part wasn't hard, just the traveling, hotel to hotel.
It's expensive, too.
Oh, it's very expensive. But it's an experience I wouldn't regret.
No. It's huge. Right.
It's
and now you're
hard bills I have now.
So now you're here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club working out of the pro shop. What do you do?
My title is assistant pro. I'm just trying to transition into learning everything there right now.
You're the assistant pro. You're talking Mark Sousa has you doing everything?
A little, sort of. I'm trying to get used to learning all the members' names, how everything works there still. It's only been about a month since I've started. And this also is a big transition from what I was doing.
Oh,
so
you mean
to get back into the job world is another experience I'm learning.
Well, Nicole Sakamoto, I'd love to have you on the show again. We'll talk about what you're doing and people can take lessons, or I'm not sure what your plans are. As you said, it's a big change to go from a nine to, you know, from being on the road to being 9 to 5. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
And have a good
Aloha.
Day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. As I mentioned several times before, we are at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club. This is the Jenny K. Wilson, the 71st playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, or as we call it, the Jenny K. And right now, Maureen Sapienza is co-leader in E-Flight. So you welcome into the clubhouse.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
I said, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a little pressure on you now.
To say the least. You see my face turning blue? That's I'm choking.
No choking.
Yeah, right.
No choking. No, no, you just have to remember we were laughing together, and when you laugh, everything relaxes, and then you get to play better.
My mother always said the best medicine is to laugh.
Well, your mom knows exactly what she's talking about, and I think Mark is trying to tell me something. Yeah, her mom's a member here. Thank you so much, Mark. Yes.
Yeah.
And is she playing too?
No, unfortunately, she passed on.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
That's all right. No problem. No worries.
Yeah.
She's still with me. No worries.
And she's inside. Yes. Okay, because I was thinking, I mean, it's not that people say, what are you talking about? I mean, we have some octogenarians playing, you know. One legend, all of a sudden, her name just went out of my mind. Kimi Nakamura, yes. Thank you very much. It is Kimi Komatsu. She's 84 years old. All right. Oh, you're playing with Kimi?
Yeah, I feel like a young person. I'm only 72. I feel blessed.
So are you co-leading with Kimi?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she's right in there. She's hanging in there.
She's one shot back, yes.
That's pretty damn close.
And from what I hear about Kimi, she's kind of like a bulldog. I mean, she's a team leader in some things that you're doing or that are being done in the women's division. So it's...
Well, I appreciate that insight.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you just have to know that just when if she's trying to make you laugh, she may be trying to throw you off.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
How often do you get to play the course?
Well, I recently retired in December, so I was lucky to play 6 times a year for the last, you know, I don't know how many years, but I just retired and now I'm playing more golf and it feels wonderful to be swinging again.
Swinging again, exactly. So how does the course feel this tournament time?
It is absolutely marvelous. I mean, this course, you can't get any better than the shape that it's in, really. And the only thing you need to blame is yourself. Because, I mean, it's immaculate. It's wonderful. I can't, you know, express how much I appreciate them getting this in shape because they got it in shape for the Mid-Pac Open and the Jenny K follows. So, you know, we are the benefactors of being able to play in a course that's in such great shape.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it's just, I can't say enough kind words for this course and the members and the...
Jason,
the employers, everybody, pro shop, the crew, the workers, what they do to keep this course going.
No, what about the greens? Are they faster than you are?
Well, I've seen them much faster. Believe me, I've played this tournament probably over 40 years or around there,
yes.
Give or take.
Right.
Not consistently, you know, illness, whatever. But yes, I've seen it much faster, but it's still got a roll.
It's got a roll.
Yeah.
Oh, Maureen Sapienza, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You are spot on.
Spot on, Maureen. It's a pleasure talking with you.
And likewise, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming up.
Aloha.
We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Yes, Lorna Nishihara, the Jenny K tournament chair, just walked into the clubhouse, and she delivered a bag, and I'm going to have to, I have a head cover. Oh, this is beautiful. This is the Jenny K Wilson's Women's Invitational. Oh, club head cover. This is, wow. This is beautiful, and this is designed by the pro shop and made by the pro shop. This is oh, wow. All right, what else is in the bag? Oh, this one is another one. Oh, am I not supposed to be revealing all this? And, oh, and this inside this bag, look at this. Oh, my goodness, we should be videoing this. This is amazing. I'm going to have to try to open this bag. Oh, look at you, Ron. Thank you so much. Our general manager. Oh, wow. This is so cool. Wow. This is exactly what I need. Oh, it's a Jenny K. Wilson, like, drinking mug. This is a mug. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel blessed. And then I have the Tervis bag, too. Is this a Tervis? Is that why it's called a Tervis bag? I should get back down to, I have a lovely guest who flew all the way over from Maui, and Ernette Asato is sitting right here in front of me. Ernette, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again.
Yes, yes, I mean on the air. So when did you fly in?
Wednesday. We did a practice round, and then we rest on Thursday, and then the tournament.
So do you come and play the tournament regularly?
Since 2001.
That's wonderful. Where do you usually play on Maui?
Waiahu, the municipal, beautiful course.
That's what I hear. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to see it. Waiahu means red water. Yes. I just lost my voice for a second. Apologies. So I was just excited about all that stuff. I'm so easy. Yes. So when did you start playing golf?
1995.
1995. What got you into the game?
It's a kind of a funny story.
Good.
So my husband and my brother-in-law were playing golf, and I went along to drive them. And they were, like, whipping the ball and not hitting the ball, and I was laughing. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you try to hit the ball. I'm all like, okay, I will. And I hit it, and I was just hooked in there. And they're like, how did you do that? You didn't even have any, you know, practice, lesson, or you didn't even have nothing. Lessons, nothing. And I said, I don't know, I guess because I played softball and, you know, I had coordination. I was hooked ever since.
You know what, the thing about golf, though, is reacting to a ball when you're playing softball, it's all reaction, catch, hit, right? With golf, it's like there's this ball. It's not doing anything, right? And I'm supposed to keep my head down so that I don't get my shoulders in the wrong position, right? And I always want to know where the ball is going before I've even come in contact. Right. There's this anticipation rather than just reaction. So did you didn't find that difficult at all?
No, not at all. I found the challenge of, you know, beating my husband, I think.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So do they let you play with them?
Sometimes.
Do you beat them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What flight do you play in?
Oh, no, I'm in the B flight this year.
You're in the B flight this year.
I got upgraded. I played in the C flight, and they were saying, you don't belong here. And I'm all like, okay. But I won last year. So I'm fine.
That's where they said you don't belong here. Go challenge yourself someplace else so we can win.
Oh, the B flight is tough, too, though.
Oh, that's what
77,
I mean.
78 yesterday. That's awesome.
It is awesome. Mm-hmm. And now you play here pretty regularly? No. You're on Maui.
Oh, no, only when I come to Jenny Kay.
Wow.
I played before maybe one time, not Jenny Kay, with, you know, a member.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Wow.
But after 20, you know, close to 20 years, you kind of pretty much know the breaks and where to not to hit it, not to go in the water.
Not like that.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
I have a funny story from this morning at the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods managed to make, you know, incredibly make the cut. It looked like he was about to like lose it, but go back nine on the second round, he just somehow held himself together and performed amazingly. You know, shot a 69. Great. So today everything's different. The wind is different. It's cold. Yesterday we're sweating. Today it's freezing. It's not freezing, but it's several layers cold. And the wind's changed. So he hits the ball off the tee, and he's short, and it goes right in the water. And he goes, did that go in the water? Really? That went in the water?
I'm Tiger Woods.
Just goes to show.
Right.
So the conditions play a huge, huge factor. So the conditions... I mean, it's, hey, the sun is coming out. Did it come out yesterday?
Yesterday, there were a lot of low scores because it was kind of ideal where there was not, like, too much wind and a little rain slowed down the greens a little. And, there was cloud cover, so it wasn't too hot, you know.
Yeah, it
all
was
these
nice
factors.
Yeah, so no wind, right? And of course, now today it's kind of still, too. The trades aren't expected back until tonight, tomorrow.
However, the greens are going to be faster, for sure. And that gives you problems if you're not used to where the break is and where to hit it, for sure.
You know, you should stay here as long as you can because Jason Amoy is going to be here after 8 o'clock.
Who?
Jason Amoy.
No, I don't want to be here with him. I'm just kidding. I thought you were going to say, like, Tony Finau or somebody else. I'm happy.
I'm sorry. He's busy. Yes, yes.
He made the cut. He made the cut.
Couldn't get him here. You know, Jason's the one who takes care of the... Yeah, you know.
I know.
Everybody knows,
we
right?
Know.
Yes. He rolls the greens no matter what, right? Yeah.
Yes, just before we come, that's what they're doing. So that's why I'm saying the putting is going to be different than yesterday, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a pleasure talking with you. Anytime you want to tell me funny stories, it's perfectly perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to take a break and thank the people who make this show possible. This is The Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him. Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
You know, I'm looking at all the past winners of the Jenny Kay Invitational here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's been played here since 1950, this is the 71st playing. No tournament in 2020, of course. But I'm looking at Jackie Pung, one of the amazing teachers. Jackie Yates. 1951, 53, and 54, she won. Jackie Pung got in her way in 1952. Then we have Joan Damon, 1961, 62, 63, 64. Joan Damon. There was no tournament in 1967, not sure why. Billy Beamer won in 69. Marga Stubblefield in 72. This is an amazing list. Lori Castillo, 1983. Bobby Cox, 1984. All of these. Just Brenda Rago, 1976. And she's retired now. She's over on Maui, of course, at the beautiful, absolutely beautiful, what is that called again? The Wailea Golf Course. I'm looking at the tee times. Gold course, 11:28. Emerald, 9:48. Blue course, 11 o'clock. Maui Nui at 9:20. We have at Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 9:20. You know, you can't play here. Of course, you have to play with a member because we're at Mid-Pacific Country Club. The LabCorp Medical Group is going out at Poipu Bay. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9:20, 10 o'clock, a 10:40, if you'd like to play a round of golf there. So in addition to the amazing women that I've just listed, Christina Merkel had a couple of Christina Merkel, Marielle Galdiano. Christina Merkel won twice, 06, 07, came back in 2009, 2010. You talk about staying with it. Marielle Galdiano sat with me on the show, wonderful young lady. And, of course, we have, at the age of 11, Michelle Wie in 2001. And she was tall already in 2001. It was really something to meet Michelle, when she came to talk on the show about her practice, she—I don't know if I'm remembering correctly. I think it was 3 hours during on school days. She practiced for 3 hours and 5 hours on the weekends. So she was committed to this game of golf. And it's like Corey Kozuma said earlier: you have to have a certain amount of commitment if you want to be, you know, Michelle Wie or Christina Merkel or any of the women that I've mentioned, Marielle Galdiano. You have to really commit yourself to practicing. If you just want to come to the golf course and have fun, well, then you don't need to do a lot of practice. I'm sitting here with a gentleman, Ron Haas. He is the general manager here at Mid Pacific Country Club. And he has been, he got me water when I lost my voice. He made sure that all the bagged stuff that I pulled out was off to the side. You are a terrific helper. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back and back half of you in the office here. You know, after the Mid Pacific Open show we had.
And I've invaded again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Taking over. Thank you for the...
I guess I have a hospitality heart. That's why I gave the old...
You're a heart of hospitality. That's right. So, what is it like? When did you start?
I came right before New Year. So, right after Christmas, between New Year.
So...
5 months.
And so you get hit by two tournaments right off at the bingo.
Love it. Love it. And actually, those two tournaments are very special. I tell many people about the Mid-Pacific Open, how, as you call it, the Masters of Hawaii, how special it is to having the players who know each other, having so much warmth for each other instead of just competing. And the same thing goes for the women over here right now at the Cheney K. There's so much love and so much passion for the sport itself and for each other, which is great.
Yes, it really is wonderful. And the fact that the women's division does all of the heavy lifting, you know, the organizing, getting the sponsors involvement and taking care of them and playing. So they're working for months and then they get to play. Where did you come from?
So I just came from California. I used to live in Hawaii here in the late 90s, early 2000s. Late 90s. And I moved to Arizona, moved to Vegas, and then later in California. I worked in Pebble Beach, Carmel, and last stop was in the Bay Area.
What's Carmel like?
Tough, I tell you. Such a beautiful place. You know, just don't smile every day. It's hard to do it over there. No, just kidding. What I tell you about Carmel, I must always tell people, it's amazing how often the world comes into a small place like Carmel and Pebble Beach. You know, between the concourse, the food and wine, the AT&T golf tournament, the Fox Festival rodeo, racetrack. So they have everything you can think of in a small little place. So
I can't. That's the last thing I thought of when I thought of Carmel. I did not think of a racetrack. I did not think, right. You know. Do people fly in? Is there a little airport?
There's a little airport there. And first thing people always ask me is, so Clint Eastwood is still there, right? So I said, yep, I've met him multiple times. So he was the mayor of Carmel by the Sea.
Right, right. What's he really like?
You know, it's special, like I said. And you have everything again besides the activities, all of the weather. You have fog in the summer, Pebble Beach, and you have sunshine in the village, you know, so you have it from 6 degrees up to 105 degrees.
So, what's Clint Eastwood?
Oh, you want what he's like?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So that's what he's like.
He is a charming man, yes.
He's a charming man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't think he was walking around with his gun. Or maybe he was.
You never know. You have to come to Carmel to see it. But now I'm glad to be here in Hawaii, and especially being at Pacific Country Club. And this side of the island, Kailua, Lanikai, it's just a nice piece of earth here, you know. So I love the people here. I love the environment here. It's great. And by the way, you said you worked on a cruise ship before, huh?
Oh, no, I didn't work. I was sailing. But I saw the social director, and I thought, boy, this is the job to have. You're traveling around the world,
right,
and you're helping people have a good time. I mean, how much better?
I was on the boat, too, you know, but my thing was below the waterline, so I couldn't see. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Hey, not that long ago, there was, you know, they called it the tourist class.
Right.
Right. And I always thought that was so strange. How can you call it the tourist class if you can't see anything?
Right.
You're underneath. You're below deck. Way below deck.
Yeah.
So when it comes to working here, I had a train of thought that just went right below the waterline. I apologize for that. But when you came back from the mainland, it doesn't bother you that it's that you're confined to one island or...
No, and actually, like I said, I lived here before, and talking about a small island, I was originally born in Bermuda. So I always looked at my parents and said, how the heck can you live on an island for 6 years, which is 24 miles long and only 4 miles wide and stuff? But no, I love to get 5 years to the big island, and, you know, if you enjoy what you do, it doesn't matter where you are. And like I said before, being Kailua, being Lanikai, having a great environment here and great staff, great membership. What else do you need?
No, absolutely. When the bottom line is, when people say, you know, my son, born and raised here, traveled now because he's in service, you know, U.S. Army, stationed at Belvoir. And every time he comes, he drives around the island, it's like he's absorbing everything and looking at everything. And then he goes back, and it's not like being able to go wherever he wants to go.
Right.
Speaking of having somebody come into the clubhouse right now, we have Jason Amoy, who just walked in, and his name has come up frequently during the show. You wonder why? Yeah. Everybody talks about him.
Everybody talks about him, and everybody has something. Never mind, I won't say what they
talk
about.
No, not. He's not with him in the room.
The cool thing is, what I tell people is this guy right here creates a golf course for two plays, member play and PGA level play. So that shows you what you can do with the golf course, which is, again, very special.
Thank you. I wonder, does President Obama, since we can still call them presidents after they're out of office, do you ever, like, make the course? Does he let you know that he's coming?
Not really. Not until about a minute before. No. He basically a very short window, but he loves the place. He loves the humbleness of the place. He feels at home. And he comes at least here twice a week if he can to play the course. And again, he's very adept golf, very good player. I see him practicing on the range and then going out there. And he's a nice gentleman.
Yes.
I met him a couple of times, and he's been great to be with. So
you can't get the course in, like, evil condition, Jason Amoy, because you don't know that he's coming.
For Mr. Obama, President Obama?
Yes.
I inquired about that early on when he first started coming here. I think actually when he was president-elect. And I quickly found out that I think his handicap at the time was about 21 or so. And so he actually doesn't request it. Of course, it's any harder than it needs to be. I think at one point somebody made a comment about the greens and speeding up the greens or something to that effect, and he put back, it doesn't help my game at all. Don't even worry about it.
It doesn't help my game at all. Don't worry about it. Yeah, put that right on your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. When he comes out, he just wants to have a relaxing 3-4 hours or so. And he really doesn't mind the conditions. Whatever it is, he'll take it. He just out to forget about everything else for just a little while.
Isn't that nice? Yes. So when I first started talking this morning at Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, the 71st playing, I wondered how you were going to keep the green, given how wet it's been for the past, I don't know, has it been raining over here a lot?
Actually, you know, on the windward side, the last couple of days or so, we really haven't gotten much rain at all. I was counting on some rain, to be honest with you, and we didn't get it. Actually, I was out there with a water hose the last couple of days, picking up on some dry spots because we didn't get the water that I thought we might get. But, yeah, I'd rather err on that side of caution than water and then have more water and be way too wet.
Yeah. So then it wasn't hard for you to roll the greens to speed them up?
No. Actually, the challenge, I guess, you know, Ron talked about having two courses. I like to think maybe we have three. We have the members course, we have the open course, but we also have the Wilson course, which is a happy medium between the two.
Right.
Yeah. And so the challenge actually at this point is trying to maintain the Wilson course and not let it turn into the open course.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because that would not be fun.
No.
Yeah. But it would be difficult competition. I thought there was rain this morning when I came across, but now that I look around, I can really see that the sun's out, and it's not looking good. Somebody did say that they play here, Miss Han. She said that she plays here once or twice a week, and what she found was that the greens are much faster than she's accustomed to. So what are you running them at?
As I look to the tournament director.
you know,
actually, well, many of the discussion about three speeds,
I think,
four locations and so forth. But, for the last couple of days, it's 10 and a half. And as I told her prior to, that's about as fast as we want to get. We have to make sure that, you know, there's the deep light, and negotiate the course and, you know, get off with somewhat of a smile still on the face. And so, you know, 10-5 really is exactly what we want to get. The challenge is keeping it there given the weather. If it gets hot and windy, we're going to have to do some things and not do some things maybe to try and maintain that speed and not let it get out of control.
Let me ask you, I mean, you took care of Wildlife Country Club Stony Open conditions.
Yeah.
How did you get into the game like this? How did you get so good that you could, the PJ would want you to set up a course?
This goes back to, I think, when I first even started getting interested in maintaining golf courses. I actually went to school, college, I got a horticulture degree, and my story is that I fell in love with anthurium. And at that time, the anthurium market on the Big Island was everything. The floriculture there was everything, and that was my goal when I was in college. I wanted to have an anthurium farm on the Big Island. Long story short, I needed a job. My last year or so in college, I ended up working at a golf course, and I fell in love with how you could manipulate the growth of the grass. I love that, you know, you could take something that would otherwise grow way different and you could control it, you could manicure it, maintain it, you could train it to do kind of what you wanted it to do. And I got to drive out there on the grass every day and watch the sunrise, and I never made it to the Big Island.
That is wonderful. So you learned as it grew.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was, you know, kind of a lot of on-the-job training, so to speak. Everything that I learned in school, I didn't even take a turf grass class in school, to be honest. It was literally, you know, 50% school, and I just applied everything I learned in school to turf as just another plant, so to speak. But yeah, I just fell in love with what you could do with it, how you could manipulate it. I learned how to play golf, and I really love how you could manipulate the turf and kind of manipulate and control in a way the play around the golf course. It was really fascinating to me, and to this day it still is.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You can manipulate the turf to impact the golf.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah. Will you watch golf tournaments? Do you watch golf tournaments on television?
I do. I love to watch the majors.
So right now there's a major being played, PGA Championship, Southern Hills. What's the grass there?
You know, I believe it's bent grass on those greens.
It's supposed to be really hard on the fairways as well. It looks thick.
It depends now in different regions what they've regrassed. Some areas there's technology, you know, has come along where courses had, you know, bent grass through the fairways. Now they, because of the really climate, there's zoysias, there's Bermudas that can now grow in cooler climate, and it's easier to maintain than having the cool season grasses through the fairways, at least. I believe the druthers of those country clubs, especially the ones that, you know, they have a long history, is still to have bent grass greens, as they are far superior, I believe, once you get them, you know, up to superior shape.
Wow.
But they have lots and lots of options now everywhere else besides the greens.
What are we doing about water? I mean, I bring this up always because it's got to be top of mind. The Board of Water Supply needs us to reduce our water consumption, particularly in the Honolulu area because of the well situation, the military, what have you. But what can we do? Somebody said, you know, we're using grasses that can handle brackish water. Do we do that here?
Yeah, actually, they've used Castalum, and they continue to, especially like on the Eva Plain. To answer your question about the water, really it's twofold. One is to be able to use not necessarily potable water, but reclaim the water actually is really huge, especially like on the Eva Plain. It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot better than pumping it out into our ocean. To be able to reuse it, so to speak, on a golf course is absolutely a win-win. The other side of it is having drought-tolerant grasses, and perhaps a step further is to have some turf reduction. Like you see a lot of courses in California, certainly like in Arizona, where there's a lot of naturalized areas around the main landing and playing areas.
Yes, absolutely. So there's desert and cactus right there, but we're playing in this little strip where that's
sure.
Where. And does that make the out of bounds anywhere outside that little grass area?
Yeah, your handicap might take a hit. It probably will take a hit. But if you do it right, boy, it could really be picturesque.
The picture in my mind, it was pretty. And the stark contrast between the two would be striking.
I would love to do that here at MidPack. I've had that vision for, you know, a couple of decades, ever since I first started here. To have that, you could absolutely have that here. I believe when Seth Rayner first came in, drew this thing out and carved this out, he had that in mind as a traditional link style course. And I absolutely believe, and I still see the character out there that would lend itself to turning this course back into a real traditional link style course that, I mean, really, you're not going to be able to find anywhere else on this island. It'd be special.
That is interesting, because when I was talking earlier in the show, I said when I look at this course, I see a links course. And I can't help but see a links course in my mind's eye. Everybody's telling me I don't have very many more minutes. I mean, you know, you should have come here earlier. You know, that's all I got to say. Where have you been?
Doing pink placements.
Oh, that's what you've been doing. I see. You're working. I see. Okay, I've got 3 minutes left. Okay. As always, it's really interesting and wonderful talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And now we have to thank the people who make this show possible to begin with. By the way, you're stumped and no idea what to give your let's see, father, your grandfather, your husband, give them a Poipu Gate. That is a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years. Hawaii Watch Tiger Woods play Poipu Bay, Kauai South Shore Gem. So we are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get really good at this game is to learn from a PGA, a PGA of America member. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, and because they love the game and they teach it so well, you should get yourself a PGA. Go get yourself. Find somebody at a golf course who's a PGA and get lessons. Every restoration, flood or fire disasters, if you need help, MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, they'll do your cleanup, and then they can do the repair for you. So they're in, you meet the same crew. It's 528-3434. Aloha Power Equipment Megastore. Aloha Power Equipment Megastore, it's right next door to Costco gas station on Alakava. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment things that you need at huge savings. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, and a whole lot more. It's a huge store, and it's got segments so that you can see exactly which person you want to do business with. Shindaiwa, there's a Shindaiwa section. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.